The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Would you like to survive or thrive? Would you like to start creating the life you would actually like to live, rather than living by everyone else's expectations and requirements? What can we do to change this? Choose it. And that starts now by joining us on Being Outside the Box with your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Being Outside the Box. So we're continuing this week with our month of June, exploring all about your favorite telesummits and your favorite telesummit hosts. So this week I have John Burgess on, and he's the host and founder of Beyond the Ordinary. Sounds real close to being outside the box. I think we have a lot to talk about today. And I love his tagline, explore the next generation of transformation. So welcome, John.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. It's great to be here. And I know when you told me the title of your show is like, how congruent are we?
We're
so aligned.
So I'm very, very curious to hear what you have to say today. So what got you started in doing telesummits?
Oh, gosh. I was working with another well-known speaker out there, and I worked over for about 5 years, and we stumbled across the telesummit world. I didn't know what it was. Wasn't familiar with them, but found that it was a fantastic opportunity for the speakers to really shine their work in other places where they weren't having access to. We booked her on a couple of big telesummits, and it did well. And I listened to her parts of it's funny, I never really listened to a full telesummit interview before, but I listened to portions of her interviews, and I just felt like there was something that I could bring to the conversation that wasn't quite there. And there's some phenomenal, phenomenal telesummit hosts out there and interviewers, and they're really good at what they do. But for me, I was missing something that really expanded the conversation and allowed the speaker to really elevate what they were bringing to the table to a whole nother level. And I just intrinsically felt that I could bring that. So it's funny how it all came together, Lynn. It was just over a year ago that we started Beyond the Ordinary, and it's been a huge success.
Wow.
But what happened was, it was over a year ago that we went in, and I was doing certain things, and I knew I wanted to do something outside of just being in a supporting role for a speaker. Well, it's funny because I'm kind of doing the same thing now, but it was really an opportunity to do something for myself, and I didn't know what that was quite going to look like. And in 1 month, I decided, you know what? I'm going to start a telesummit. Within 30 days, I had my first telesummit up and rolling with 30 of the most inspirational and biggest names in the transformational community. It was amazing how it all fell together. If I would have told anybody that I was doing it within 30 days, they would have told me I was crazy. I had Bob Proctor on, Panache Desai, Rika Zimmerman, Guy Finley, and everybody just kind of fell into place. And these guys do telesummits. It's not that it's out of the ordinary to get them in, but the timing of it and how it all happened and how everybody committed. And even people, large speakers, who said, you know, we just don't do telesummits anymore. They're like, they looked at the site, they spoke to me like, for some reason, we are guided to do yours. So it just serendipitously just fell into place. It was amazing.
Well, that is great because, you know, I have so many, the reason why I did this month is because I had so many friends that literally just live by telesummits. They don't commit to any particular modality, any particular speaker. They just love the variety that they get on these telesummits. And I was shocked when I was looking on your site how you have everyone from a neuroscientist to, you know, ordained ministers and just general kind of metaphysical people or psychic people, or in my world, kind of more just the average normal kind of person. So I was surprised at the variety that you have.
Well, I think the variety is really important because what it's so funny, Lynn, when I really go in and I feel the speakers out, I don't try to get logical with it. I really feel what's going to serve the audience. And a lot of that had to do where maybe I was 3, 4, 5 years ago in my journey really seeking transformation. And again, you asked me this question, I don't think I answered it fully, Lynn. One of the reasons that I started the Telesum is because I learned about all this incredible information and tools that was available out there just 4 to 5 years ago. Energy medicine, the whole it opening up to energy, the whole consciousness movement, it was something that was foreign to me. I used to run a very successful insurance agency. I worked in corporate America. I did all these great corporate things and I was successful there, but my life still felt empty. I needed something more. And I actually reached out to someone who I thought was going to help me increase my business because I felt that's what was kind of missing. And it turned out that she actually helped to open me up to my gifts. The business part of it was just something that I was using as an excuse to step into more of who I really was. And so I started working with her. She cracked me open. Within the first couple of weeks, I was having prophetic dreams that were coming through a couple of weeks later. I was having all kinds of awareness of the energy that was happening. Life, opportunities started showing up out of nowhere that I never could have imagined. But again, all these things started lining up. And it was because I was doing deep transformational work. And that's where the business coaching that I thought I was buying actually wound up being personal because, you know, Lynn, it's all related. Whatever is going on in our business relationships is also going on in our personal relationships. And it's also affecting our health. They're all interconnected. And when we can start seeing that and start seeing how all these things fractal out and relate to one another, then we can put the pieces of the puzzle together a lot more easy because we don't have the blind spots that we used to have. And she taught me how to use that. And again, my whole world changed. And I just wanted to share this information that I had access to, that I had found, that I had discovered personally with the world because of the difference that it made in my life. So that was one of the big reasons that I wanted to do the Telesummit.
And, you know, I think that's such a common thing for anybody that does any kind of speaking in transformational kind of realm is that usually they've had so much transformation themselves through a death or whatever their experience was. But that's usually kind of the starting point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the starting point for really the people who excel at it also. Because it's not the motivation of money or notoriety. It's not really ego-driven. It's really driven by being of service. And when you're being of service, the universe is going to show up and support you. It just is. And really, it's the success that we've had on Beyond the Ordinary has been amazing. But I think it's, I don't think I know. It's because the intention that I've had from the very beginning has been so lined up with what I call the triple bottom line win. It's good for the listener. It's good for the speaker and me, because I include myself in part of the speakers, and it's good for the world. And when you have those things lining up, it's the golden means that really allows things to pop.
I like that. So let's dive into that. So tell me a little bit more about this. So what if somebody's having a problem, they're having a financial problem, because that's probably one of the biggest woes that I hear, finances, relationships, business, somewhere in that realm. How does this golden mean work?
Oh, gosh, the golden mean. Well, the first thing I think that we all need to do, Lynn, is really we're also entrained. And you know this, we are so taught to feed into the fears and try to keep up and try to survive. And the first step that we really need to do is, and it's not easy. It's one of the hardest steps to take. But we really need to step outside of ourselves and go in and go, okay, what's really the situation that's coming up? What's causing this fear? Because because when most people go back and look at their fears, it wasn't the fear that created the solution. The fear created chaos that maybe led to one kind of solution, but the fear also, it's two-sided lane. The fear can serve as a catalyst to push you forward because you're meant to step into something else, but when the fear overwhelms you and controls you, then it's a whole nother animal. It's a whole nother monster that we need to deal with. And when we allow the energy to get so big, that's when we start having the anxiety, the worry that, oh my God, something horrible is going to happen. But when we look back, you know, 2 to 3 years after that worry and that fear came up, that fear and that worry never served us. We found a solution. We didn't die. We didn't starve. Most of the time, the things that were going to happen didn't happen. If we have a fear of losing our job, losing our house, you know, that our relationship is going to end, I don't think those are necessarily as much fear-driven as it is, Lynn, as people are really tapping into their intuition and going, hold on a second, something's not right here and there's going to be a consequence because that's not right. Either I'm not enjoying the relationship that I'm in. It's not really the relationship I'm supposed to be in, but I'm trying to make it work. I don't love what I'm doing for my work, but I'm doing it because I've got to make money. And if I don't make money, God, how am I going to survive? All those things come into play. And when we really get down to the core of it, it's we really have to go, okay, why am I doing what am I doing? Why am I in this relationship? Why am I in this job? Why am I worried about money not coming in? So we go to the financial aspect of it. What is it that you're doing to generate income? And if you're getting big blocks, if you're getting a lot of aggravation, we'll call it a splinter that's festering, right? And it's causing that fear, that anxiety to come in. We have to look at the core of that. And, you know, we can do what we call the web of fear. What's the first fear that you have about money coming up? And that fear can be, okay, well, if I don't have money, I won't be able to pay my mortgage at the end of the month. Okay, so what's the underlying fear on that? And typically, if you take those fear questions in steps, you get down to the core of what the fear belief is. And the fear belief typically goes down to something that leads to something that originated in our childhood. I'm not enough. I'm not lovable. I can't support myself. It's all these different things. So again, the initial fear, and especially the fear around money, because it's a big one, is going to go down to the core. So when you want to get to the triple mean, when it's good for everybody else, look at what you're doing to generate income. Is it good for you? Are you loving it? Because if you're not, then you're not going to get to that triple bottom line win. So if you're in a job, Lynn, you're doing these interviews, for example. If you love what you're doing, then it's going to serve you really well. When you're serving yourself really well, then you can serve others really well. You're showing up authentically. Because whenever we're showing up for someone and it doesn't really feel good to us, then we're not in there authentically. We're lying, basically. We're not showing up as who we really are. And that's not a real relationship. So, again, you show up for yourself. You show up for the other person. Again, if we're talking about money, it could be who you're working for, right? You show up for the organization, for your boss, for the company that you're working for. And that feels good also. That's congruent. When you guys work together and you know that you're building something that is good for the world, then that means there's opportunities being created. That could mean there's opportunities for creating raises because you're doing a fantastic job, because you're in your passion, you love what you're doing. It could mean that you're creating new products, you're being more creative. Again, it opens up all these avenues that serves you, serves the company, and serves the world at large. And it's a never-ending loop when you're in that energy, because it keeps feeding upon itself. It's a creative energy, and it's constructive as opposed to being deconstructive. I hope that answers your question. That was a long way to go around it.
So step one was stepping outside and really looking at what's causing the fear. And then
to the root of it. Yeah. So that web of fear, is really good. Absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to John more about being outside the box with his Beyond the Ordinary. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Being Outside the Box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, 7th Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
Being Outside the Box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com. Being Outside the Box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic, acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, again, I have John Burgess with me, and we're talking about Beyond the Ordinary, one of your favorite Telesummit people that you guys voted for, that you wanted to hear in the month of June. And John, we were talking before the break about showing up authentically. And I hear a lot of different things about that. It means different things to different people. So what does that mean for you, and how do you kind of teach other people to be that?
Oh, gosh, Lynn, it's showing up authentically means for me is that we really have to show up with who we are as a person, with our vulnerabilities, with our strengths, with the just knowing that we're going to show up fully in our presence so that we can show up for other people. Because what happens is, and especially in the transformation world, Lynn, it's, and I've worked with so many clients, and, you know, I had to go through it myself. A lot of times, especially with empaths, you know, like a lot of us in the transformational community are, we're so psychic, we feel everything, that we want to fix everybody else. We want to be strong for everybody else. We feel everybody else's needs, and so we're always giving of ourselves there. And we're overgiving a lot of times, and we're not really taking care of our own needs. And so we actually start getting strength and getting power by helping other people. But we put on the facade that we don't need help, that it's everybody else that needs help, and that we'll be okay. We'll just take care of ourselves. And that's not really showing up authentically because, Lynn, in this world, there's nothing that can be done in singularity. It takes at least two people to build something. And that includes building our lives also. We're meant to have relationships. That's why we're incarnate. So being authentic is knowing what our strengths are and also knowing what our vulnerabilities are and being okay expressing those. Be being okay expressing our needs, being okay expressing our fears, being okay to express our joys and what our wants and desires are. And it could be, it just takes on so many different aspects, Lynn. But again, when we embrace that, then we can show up truly for other people. It's not trying to fit into something, trying to fit into a group, trying to fit into our marriage and be something for someone else. It's showing up who we really are so that the people in our relationships know who they're showing up for.
And so is that in your opinion, one of the reasons why there's so many relationship problems? Because that's such a common thing that people will call in on, where it's like, look, my relationship isn't working. I can't do this right. I can't do this right. Or my husband or my boyfriend can't do this right. And it's always, everybody's always trying to fit inside somebody else's mold.
Totally. It's a huge issue. And, you know, after 15 years, you know, and I was married for 18 years. And I was not authentically myself. I tried so hard to make that relationship work, to make sure that she was satisfied, that she was happy. And she did the same for me also. We mirrored each other in a lot of ways that way, but it's once you start doing your own transformational work and going within, it's like your authentic self wants to start to come out. And once that starts to come out, the other person in the relationship may not know who you are, because you're starting to be more the authentic person that you really are, as opposed to someone that you're trying to be to make someone else happy. And whenever people are going through transformational work and they start going deep, one of the first things any counselor will tell their clients, like, your world's going to change and your relationships are going to change. And your partners can choose to go with you, but they may not, and you have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, when I did a lot of my work several years ago, my husband would be like, I don't even know who you are today.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're also entrained in corporate. You said you were in corporate America, so was I. It feels like a lifetime ago. But, you know, we're entrained to actually do that in corporate America. You're not allowed to be outside the box.
Oh, tell me about it. It was so hard to be in corporate forever. Because intrinsically, it's not you, Lynn. It's, you know, they tried to put you in a box, and you don't fit in a box.
Nope, I really don't.
You don't fit in a box, and you knew that. And it was, you had to feel yourself out, and you had to feel so confined and so suffocated that you had to just break the lid off so that you can get outside the box and see what was really available to you. And I bet once you did that, Lynn, it's like it was like a huge ton load of information that just lifted off your shoulders that wasn't yours. It was somebody else's energy that you were carrying for them.
Yep. You talked about the web of fear. To me, that's kind of like the web of everybody else's chaos and mess that we just wear kind of as a cloak.
Oh, absolutely. We wear it as a cloak and we take it on to be accepted, and also because we want love. And that's one way to get love, is to help other people through their stuff or accept it so that we can resonate in the same energy that they're resonating in, because like energy attracts like energy, right?
Yep.
But when you start resonating higher, it's like, hold on, who's going to follow me there? I don't know anybody who's there in my circle. Is there another group out there? And I don't want to leave these people behind because it's safe there. And, well, they want to come up with me. It feels good up here, but I'm afraid to go. So it's that, you know, when, again, people are doing their deep work, that's one of the big humps that we have to cross. And it's subconscious. But once you cross it, there's really no going back, which is a beautiful part of it. Because, again, you're really expanding into the authentic you that you really are. And then that just creates so many beautiful opportunities that it allows you to step back into that golden mean, that triple bottom line win scenario that I talked about earlier.
So the showing up authentically, then how does that work with living your life from your heart? Because I know that's a thing that you and I have talked about outside of the show before. So how does that, is it possible to live authentically without living life from your heart?
Wow. Is it possible? I don't think that you can. I think the two absolutely have to go hand in hand. you know, we talk about heart, and heart is really, it's that soul heart. It's that knowing. It's really, it's a lot of times, Lynn, when we have fear, it's not a lot of times, it's always the fear and the anxiety, the doubt, the worries that come up. It's our soul calling us into our life. It's saying, you know what, you've hung out here long enough, and we're going to create change because you came here with the purpose of expanding, of growing, and leading yourself into the love that you really are. And when you separate from that, your soul's going to call you out and go, we're heading here because this is what we're meant to do. So if something's not working in your life, your soul is asking for you to take action. It's trusting you. You are the steward of the soul, and it's going to keep pushing you until you step into it. And if you don't step into it, more things are going to keep coming up. So if you're not making enough money, the soul's going to keep creating situations where you don't. And if you don't listen there and you keep perpetuating that, then it's going to start nagging at you in another area. Okay, money's not enough of an issue for you to start making a change. Well, how about we start affecting your personal relationships? And it's going to start teaching you lessons in your personal relationships, which are all part of the same fractal, which is the core issue from that fear that emanated. Well, if you're not paying attention in your relationships, and you start getting unhappy there, and things aren't working out, and the money situation isn't enough to push you, I guarantee you the next thing that's going to be affected is your health.
So is that the reason why most people get kind of to the bottom of that pit before they'll finally look up and go, okay, what's going on here?
Well, the good news is that things are changing because there's, and let me answer your question first. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just because, okay, enough. And sometimes we have to get to that point of surrender, Lynn, but it's just, I don't know what else to do, and I'm just letting go. And a lot of times that point of surrender is the pivotal shift that allows everything to pop like it wanted to. But the good news is that we don't have to get to that point of just completely letting go because we're so desperate. Neil Donald Walsh was living in a car before his book went big. I mean, he had to be homeless for a while. He had to go through all these lessons before his message can go out there. And again, the times have shifted so much, and so many people are stepping into their authenticity and their power that they're bringing us the tools that they've used to go through their suffering, so that we don't have to go through the same thing again. And again, that's part of the reason that Beyond the Ordinary Show was created, because there are these amazing teachers with these amazing tools available that have the tools, they have the processes, they've done it with their private clients, but more importantly, they've walked through this themselves. And
I think that's one of the
available.
I think that's one of the things that my friends and the people that really are kind of the telesummit junkies, for lack of a better word. I don't mean that in a bad way, but I just know so many of them that just really live for them, that I think that's kind of what they're looking for. Because, you know, you get in these different modalities, and the modality will be like, well, you know, if you don't do it our way, you're not doing it correctly, or if you don't do it this way, it's not going to release it, or, you know, and they all have these interesting points of view about their point of view and what
totally,
and what their modality says. But whereas when you come to these telesummits, from the ones that I've listened to, they're not presented that way. It's almost like, this is what happened to me. This is what I did. Try it. Try it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really expansive. And those are the type of speakers that I try to host on my shows. I've had a couple of the speakers that are really saying, my modality is the one that works, and this is what you should say to. They didn't say that on the show, but why I did invite them and why I thought they were fantastic is because part of the modality is phenomenal, but it's not the end-all be-all. That's just, it just isn't. There's so much, and different people need to hear different things. At different points in our lives, we need certain aspects. We need to be told things a certain way so that we'll listen. Because a lot of the speakers are saying the same thing over and over again. They truly are. But it's the energy that they carry. It's the way in which they phrase it. It's how they walk people through different exercises and practices that make a difference in a person's life. So we have to show up for the conversation that we're willing to hear. And then we have to show up for the commitment that we're ready to step into. And some speakers inspire that in different ways. And that's why it's great to have all these different techniques. And leaders who really have super effective programs out there. And that's why people keep coming back. The free shows on the Telesummits are fantastic because you're going to get the tool from that no matter what. If you listen to a Telesummit and you have quality speakers on, you're going to walk away with some amazing tools. And the beautiful part is if it resonates for you, that you have an opportunity to go even deeper with the speaker by going into either one of the packages that's being offered on the summit, or you can contact the speaker directly if you want private sessions or do something that maybe speaks to you more, but it's based on the energy of that particular speaker. And also what's beautiful about the speakers is that we also have people showing up who've walked through a certain phase in their life. So you know this, Lynn, also. It's not, I'm preaching to the choir, but a teacher can only lead you as far as he's gone or she's gone. And sometimes you need to follow a teacher who's just two steps ahead of you so that you can keep learning. And sometimes it's good to sign up with someone who's like done it all, because that way you know that you're constantly growing and that they're so far ahead of you that you're really going to be led by someone who has the full experience of it. So it just depends how you absorb information and how your energy wants to take it in also, because we all want to heal at once, but is our energy body ready for it? And a lot of times it's no. We have to catch up. We have to integrate information. But we start getting better. We start getting more proficient. We start getting stronger at getting that energy and maintaining it as we rewire our bodies and our soul catches up, that we're able to absorb more information from there.
So if somebody wants to change something in their life, and I know we talked about fear, but there are other things that drive us. So you talk about changing your internal compass to match what you're actually, the desired outcome. And I see a lot of people who don't have that congruency. They say they want lots of money, but yet they do everything to hide from it.
The money thing is a big thing. And I'm sorry, go ahead. What was your question, Lynn?
No, I was just going to say, so just give me a little bit about how would you tell people, and we don't have to stay with money, you can pick a totally different subject, but how do you assist people in changing that internal compass and finding a way to make some congruency there?
Well, the first thing in changing their internal compass is we really have to expose where our blind spots are. And that's the hardest thing to do for anybody. I don't care how much training you've had, how long you've been coaching. If you're stuck in one of your blind spots, there's probably about 10 people in your close personal circle who can point it out to you in a second. But when you're stuck in it, it's like you're spinning in the hamster wheel and you don't know how you can get out. So it's finding a tool or finding a support system to help you when you get into that point. That's a real basic layer of how to start moving past that. Really, to reset your internal compass, though, you really have to go down to the core of why these fears, uncertainties, and doubts keep coming up. And there's a tremendous amount of great work out there from a lot of different transformational leaders. And in my opinion, there's maybe a couple of handful, if even that, or maybe I'm being generous, of work that really goes deep down to the core. And when you can get down to core and transmute those issues, if you can change the fear and understand it with compassion for what it is, and also understand it that it's there for a reason and it's trying to teach you something, and you can accept that fear of gratitude without judgment, and thank it for what it's been doing and assign it a different job, and you do that from where it emanated, from the originating spot, in this lifetime. And I say that because there's a lot of woo-woo people in here. I'm woo-woo too. I believe in past lifetimes and all that. But yeah, I had my fears started when I was in Egypt. Forget that. Anything that we need to learn, we've brought forward into this lifetime, and it's our opportunity in this lifetime to finally let it go. So again, when we go down and we get down to where it originated in this lifetime, it will release everything from the past, and it'll release everything from the future from it having the same effect on it again. that's really the most important thing. Find something that's going to go deep to the core and expose it. And 9 times out of 10, we need to go in and look at our childhood experiences of our mother and our father. And if we start there, we start uncovering that deep core seated fractal that needs to be healed.
Okay, so hold on. I got to go here. So everybody always wants to blame poor mom and poor dad. And I'm not saying you're blaming them, but you know, moms and dads do the best that they can. And one of the best things that I ever did for me, and my parents were great parents, but you know, my dad was a ranter and raver and cursed like a sailor. and my mother, you know, I am such a culmination of the two of them, because my husband's in construction and my mom worked for my dad doing construction, doing all his books. And when I married my husband, that's what I did for him. And there's just so many linearities between them. And I can see where we choose all that. But I see so many people that, like, if the kid gets into drugs, oh, it's mom's fault or dad's fault and things like that. So do this from a place of putting the finger on them, or is it what was my, and you know, a child's perspective is so different potentially than adults. And I'm not trying to say it's right or wrong, but it's a perspective. Everything's a perspective.
Yeah. It's, well, think about it. And I'll give you a couple examples. Well, first of all, think about who's the first person in your life that's set up to really betray your heart.
Wow. God, I don't want to say mom or dad.
But it is. And they don't mean to do it. I'm a father. I've been the great freaking, I'm an amazing dad. I can guarantee all of my daughter's first betrayal. I can guarantee it. I didn't show up in a certain way. Maybe she brought home a piece of art, and I was so busy doing work that I didn't pay attention to her. And it shut her down. You know, look at what I just wrote. I think it's beautiful. I bought this for you, and I got so busy I just missed it for a couple of seconds. That could have fractured her. And I didn't do it intentionally. It's that I got distracted. Or, you know, maybe she, at 2 years old, she was starving. She was so hungry, and she really wanted to eat. And mom was on the phone talking to her friend and kept ignoring her. And she just wanted to grab something to eat, but mom's not showing up for her. I'm not important. Other people are more important than me. It's little things like that that can cause significant fractures in any child. And as parents, we don't really know what they are. And little things like that can have ripple effects that start creating it, but it's also part of our soul lesson. So it's not that mom and dad did a bad thing. Mom as a soul, dad as a soul, are actually showing up for us so that we can learn these lessons in this lifetime. You know, if someone does that to us, it's not about us. Maybe mom was talking to her sister because her sister, or to her aunt, you know, to my aunt, because my aunt was having problems with her husband and they're about to get divorced or something horrible was happening. If I would have understood that, then it wasn't that I wasn't loved, that they were going through their own stuff. And the lesson here is that I am loved. And once we get to that, and that soul is showing up for us to tell us, hey, listen, really look at the big picture. Really understand with compassion why you weren't loved in that moment. And it's not that it wasn't about you. It's that actually that soul was showing you that you have the opportunity to love yourself so much that when things like that happen, that you can understand that something else is going on outside of you. It doesn't have to do with you. It's actually a beautiful process.
All right, well, we're going to take our second break. When we come back, we're going to get some of John's favorite moments on his telesummits. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at lynnwaldrop.com.
Being outside the box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone and everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Being Outside the Box. Beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. So I want to talk, John, since you've done that. How many telesummits have you done now? Because they normally run several months, correct?
Yeah, my telesummits typically run 10 weeks at a time, and we call that a season. So I'm on my fourth season. Again, we celebrated our one-year anniversary here not too long ago, and we're just so thrilled. Like, I couldn't have imagined the success on so many different levels. Monetarily, yes, and monetarily just means I get to grow it and expand on it, and it's showing me that I'm on path. But the lives that we've changed, Lynn, the people that write in, this blows me away, the impact that we're having on people's lives. I know that we're doing what I meant to do, because we get these on a daily basis. We get 5, 6, 10 testimonials on a daily basis. Oh my God, this happened. That was so good. This opened up my relationship with my husband. I found that job. Wow, I let go of that fear. It's just absolutely phenomenal.
So out of all of, and I know when I do interviews, if I think about the last 2 years that I've been doing this radio show, even, you know, some people just, or some moments with certain people just kind of stand out, and some just are fun for me. And that's one thing. And others, it's like, literally I'll be interviewing them, and I'm the whole time I'm having this whole aha moment, and I'm going, ah, in my head, because, like, wow, this is so pertinent to me, you know, and I'm trying to do three things at once at that point. So can you give us a couple of people that you've really enjoyed and really got a lot of information out of, or even people that all of your listeners said, wow, this person was, like, so awesome?
Oh, gosh, that's, to narrow that down, it's all the speakers. I mean, truly, there's a gift that shines in each and every interview, and I'm not just saying that. There's just something that's just really, I find my speakers really show up with their heart for the show, and there's just this energy that gets created when the speakers come on the show. They leave like, wow, that's like, I don't know what just happened, but that interview was amazing. It's like I've opened up in a way that I've never opened up before. And we have that consistently happening from speakers all the time. Favorite speakers, I can tell you, I love my channels. They're bringing in information from other dimensions. Oh, my God. They're amazing. The profound wisdom that is being channeled in. Casey Brad is one of them. They are compared to Jerry and Esther Hicks, for those of you that haven't heard them, and it's Casey Brad, and you can find them on their site. I've had them on every season so far. They're phenomenal, and the love and the frequency of information, the way that they bring it in, really shifts people. It's absolutely phenomenal. Of course, I have a deep, deep affection and affinity for Rika Zimmerman. I'm not sure if you know, Rika and I are actually in a relationship. We're living together. But I get to see her in action on a continuous basis, not only on the Telesummit, but on the shows that she puts together on her website for her community. And I see how people's lives are changed when they interact with her on a continuous basis. That woman is amazing. And I wasn't a Rika fan before the Telesummit. Before I met her, I know that she was into other modalities and did things, and I kind of thought that she was cool, but I never really listened. And it wasn't until I interviewed her, it was like, wow, I'd really love to get to know her. She's absolutely phenomenal. And of course, the relationship just blossomed from there. So she's fantastic. Oh gosh, who else? There's so many people. Crystal Hughes is amazing. If you guys have heard of Crystal Hughes, her knowledge and her love is just profound. Danielle McKinnon does soul contracts. And she also does animal communication, and she's just so special. Gosh, I can go on and on. Marilyn Nalori is a psychic out of LA who's just, her information is phenomenal. She's so gifted as a psychic.
Is there any one person, and I don't necessarily care about the person, but any piece of information that you ever, you know, received during one of these telesummits that just really blew you personally away or really affected you?
Oh, gosh, that really affected me. I think there's a, you know, I want to call it a phase coherence that we have with a lot of, that I have with a lot of the speakers. So it's about meeting the speakers where they are. That really blew me out of the water. There's just so many fantastic tools, Lynn. The whole blown out of the water thing, I think it's, I think they all kind of blow me out of the water, truly. And the reason I say that, and it's so important because I can really feel the intention of why they're showing up in the heart and the love that's coming out. And that I get to experience that on a continuous basis from these speakers. And I've had a couple of speakers, and I've done such a great job picking my speakers, but I had a couple that didn't quite resonate. It's like we weren't a match. And that just kind of fell away. And there's, I mean, their work's still good, but it just didn't quite mesh up. But for the most part, the love that is transmitted through these calls and the reason why these amazing speakers are showing up to do what they do really blows me away time after time, because I didn't think that that existed in the world when I was in corporate America. I felt it. I knew that that was the way that the world was supposed to be. And I was wondering where the hell my community was that felt what I felt. And yeah. I get on these shows on a daily, almost daily basis, and I get to share that resonance of people who get it. I'm going to roll up here. I found my tribe then. We found that that does exist. It wasn't a dream. You and I didn't imagine that that world was possible. It is possible. And we're walking into that, and we get to experience that on a consistent basis. And that blows me away all the time, because I'm so grateful that what I knew when I was a kid, what I knew growing up, what I knew when I felt like I was an outsider and it felt like, no, you guys, there's something missing in you guys, not me, but I didn't know what it was. That blows me away on a continuous basis, because it wasn't a dream. It's a reality. And we're stepping into it, and more people are stepping into that lens by participating in telesummits, by finding coaches to work with, by finding an opportunity to open up their hearts, to walk into their authentic selves, to be vulnerable to loving themselves and others just so largely that nothing could ever destroy that. It's huge. And that's the big wow factor for me for the whole summer, for the over 1 year that we've been doing this at Beyond the Ordinary.
So one of the things I hear a lot is, you know, the energy while you're, especially if you're participating live, you know, the energy of just so many people all listening to this at the same time is just, can just be so phenomenal. And the information you're getting from the speaker is, you know, you're transforming the whole time you're listening. And it's almost like they can handle it or they can hold it for, let's say, 3 days. And then after that, it's almost like they go through this, I don't know, it almost, to me, lines up with the cycle that we talk about for when somebody dies. You know, you kind of go through this grief where it's almost like you're not connected to these, your tribe anymore, right?
Right.
And then it's almost like you get angry because now you feel like you're not doing the things you should be doing, or you're not getting, you don't feel the same way that you basically did while you're on the show. What do you say to people that go through that?
Oh, I love that question, Lynn. Okay, so first of all, what you received during those first few days is you actually got to glimpse that love, and you were saturated in it. So you got leveled up by being on this high vibrational call. And the great news about that is that you have the capacity to level up to that level, right? Because if you didn't have that capacity, you wouldn't have gone there. So you've got shown where you can actually go, which was probably outside of your bandwidth before you ever experienced that. So that's the first part of it. What you're experiencing emotionally and physically, because a lot of times we have physical expressions of the coming down from that energy. So we feel tired. We don't, you know, our appetites change. You know, things don't taste the same. That is you phasing back down. That's you dropping into a lower resonance of that frequency. And so when you start getting emotional about it, you start getting sad, depressed, angry about it, thank God. That's your soul calling you. That's saying, look, this is what's available to you, and you should be pissed off because we belong up there and we need to do something about it. Trust those emotions. Don't try to escape from those emotions, but sit in them, feel them, acknowledge them, and ask them what they want you to do, because they're there to serve you. They are your best friends. They just need communication. They need your love. They need your understanding. They need your compassion. Show up for those emotions like they're 5-year-old kids and ask them what they want, what's going to make them feel better, and listen. And when you start doing that, you're going to start phasing up. You're going to start doing your work. You're going to start finding opportunities that are going to allow you to expand, that are going to start leveling up your energy and your frequency so that you can step up to that layer of love that you felt during one of those group calls, if that's when it happened. And the good news is that once you level up to that point, there's more, and it keeps expanding, and it changes your world, Lynn. It absolutely changes your world. But thank God that you're feeling that, if that's happened to you, because it's your soul calling you.
And then the other piece that I hear people say, and this is for any kind of transformational class or telesummit or whatever, is they'll make the comment about, well, I know that that person can do it, but I can't. So they might even sit through the whole telesummit and they will enjoy it and enjoy it and enjoy it, but then they will diss everything about it.
Mm. Yeah, it's the I can't thing. It's, first of all, what I see on people that say that I can't, it's they're in the big blind spot, Lynn, like we talked about earlier. And it's something that's going to come up that's going to get you out of the I can't into the I have to. And the I have to's aren't fun. I have
Ooh,
to.
I like that.
The desperation.
I like that. So, the I can't to the I have to. That is so true.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't change my job. It's like, okay, well, you know, I can't find the relationship that I want, or I can't leave the relationship that I'm in, that's abusive, that's not working for me. It will get to a point where you have to, one way or another. The universe is going to force your hand, because the universe really wants you to be in that state of joy and of bliss, because it's where we belong. In this lifetime, we are meant to go and live heaven on earth. We get to, you know, we talked about karmic implications in past life, Lynn. In this mm-hmm. lifetime, and I mean, this is so unprecedented, and you know this, but we actually have the opportunity to reincarnate several times in this incarnate body because of all the energy that's swirling around us, because of all the transformational tools, where we can learn lessons and level up, learn a lesson and level up. We don't have to learn a big lesson, die, reincarnate, come back and do the 100 lifetime thing. The opportunity that we have right now in this day and age with everything that's being provided to us and the teachers that are showing up and the tools that are available are really going to allow us to expand our lives in such a way where we'll look back 5 years from now and not believe how far we've gotten. We will have gotten to and not believe how much love we're capable of receiving and giving, how much success in all areas of life was truly possible if we had tried to think about it 5 years ago. And those 5 years ago will seem like lifetimes ago, trust me. But you've got to commit to step in and start making the change in your own. And it doesn't have to take a lot. It's one little step at a time will cause huge ripple effects. It'll make it so easy. So, you know, my life transformed tremendously in 5 years. The first 3 months, it's like I dove in and all these things changed. And I had a phenomenal person working with me. But all these things changed, but things that were created afterwards, I couldn't have imagined had I not taken those first three steps.
Well, John, so, thank you. I'm sorry, we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for the information you've given the audience. Truthfully, I feel like I've been being the host of my own telesummit here today. You've given us great information and things for people to look at in their own lives to start to transform their lives. So give them your website, and I apologize for not having you do that earlier so that they could go to your website and sign up.
Oh, guys, go to beyondtheordinaryshow.com. Click in, and when you sign in, you'll get a ton of bonuses. They're really great bonuses. You want to make sure that you get something that would really work for you so you can start using tools right away. And we have phenomenal speakers on there. And the audience, it's just, it's an audience that you guys are really going to love because you'll feel the energy on there. It's people that are committed to really doing their work, and they're doing it. You can tell by the type of questions that are asked. You can tell by the feeling of the call and people who are heart-centered and want to grow. And we're just forming this beautiful tribe of a community that's really committed to expanding themselves because they know it's going to expand the world as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on, John. And next week, we'll have another TeleSummit host. I can't wait to hear what they have to say, too. Thanks for joining the Vibration Revolution, and we'll see you next week. Have a good week.
Thank you again for joining us for Being Outside the Box. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a glorious and adventurous week.